Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today's program might be titled Facebook, Insects, and Rock and Roll. It deals with a new insect in Kentucky in the last 3 years, the spotted winged Drosophila, which can cause significant damage in small fruit, all kinds of berries, and grapes. UK entomologist Rick Besson has come up with a way for volunteers to use social media to fight the pest.
Yes, so we're getting volunteers across the state that are working with their county agents, and they trap on a weekly basis and send us the trap contents, and we identify whether or not they have spotted winged Drosophila or not in the sample. And then what we do is we report it to a Facebook site, and then the growers will get messages and know when that pest becomes active, and just as important is when the pest is not active.
Strawberries are just around the corner, and the Facebook monitoring system called Swadinky has over its first few years proven its value.
Over the 3 years here in Kentucky, we have found it doesn't become active early enough to attack strawberries, at least the June-bearing strawberries. So our growers, by carefully monitoring this pest, have found they don't need to use any insecticide.
In many cases so far in blueberries, producers have been able to avoid the time and expense of insecticides there to fight the Drosophila. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, the steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're going to get to that rock and roll connection in a minute, but first the name for this social media pest monitoring system, Swadinky. Rick Besson explains.
Well, you know, I was trying to come up with a creative name for Facebook, and so I thought Swdinky for spotted winged Drosophila in Kentucky, and that was my pattern of logic for that. As it came out, it sounds a little bit too cute.
But fruit growers like it because it works, and they volunteer to help. But at first, there was a little snag involving rock and roll.
On a side note, when I first put that page up there, I was getting all sorts of hits out of Europe on my Facebook site, and it turns out it was very similar in spelling to a rock band in Europe.
But as warmer weather sets in Kentucky, farmers will be using Swadinky to rock that spotted winged Drosophila. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.